rip of selfies.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
You can get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, pizzas? Corey Vincent here, and you are listening to Video Game Bang, powered by NRG Esports, as well as Mainframe USA clothing line, Insane in the Mainframe, and Antlion Audio. Keep your headphones at a mod mic. My name is Corey. That's the second time I've said that, so I'm going to say it one more time. My name is Corey, and I'm here with Aaron Carter, my co-host. How are you doing, my friend?
I am quite well. Quite well.
Quite well.
Yes.
Are you sure about that? You seemed a little hesitant.
No, I mean, sorry, I'm a little, you know, it's a little congested, all this cold weather in California.
Oh, man, that ice cold 67 degrees.
But today. We will rebuild. We will.
Yeah. I saw a traffic cone get knocked over. It was tremendous.
Actually, real serious. I mean, we had a little small scare yesterday. Did you see that?
Real talk?
Yeah.
What happened?
A little bomb threat? You guys didn't see that on Tower Bridge?
No.
I was on Tower Bridge yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Well, then
that explains so much.
Yeah, explains a lot.
How'd you get out? Did the bell, was that low?
Yeah, that's the, dead serious, that's the street that I take to get home every day.
Oh, so it's more scary for you.
So some lady, she went on the bridge and said, "Hey, police officer, man, I got a bomb in here. What are you going to do about it?"
Oh,
and they said, "Well, pistol whipping is still a thing." So that's one.
You're paraphrasing, I'm assuming.
Yeah,
paraphrasing. Yeah.
They you know, got her out unharmed, mind you, because she wasn't, you know, black. But and then they had two robots. First of all, I didn't know Sacramento can even afford two robots. Let alone Johnny 5 and Johnny 6 to stroll up to the car and check for bombs.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Come on, man. So they had it all live on Channel 3, Channel 10, you know, and this is where Conspiracy Aaron comes through, because they get right up to the car, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they just cut it off and say, "Well, thanks for watching, you know, us trying to defuse a bomb, but not anymore." So I'm like, "Well, what happened?" And I go there today, there's still a line of cars, cop cars, out on the bridge as I went home, or as I was coming to the studio. Nothing.
Speaking of bombshells, we have all the way from La La Land, Ivy Doom Kitty on the show.
Hey, girl.
Wow.
Hey, girl.
How are you guys? Long time no see.
Good. We missed you on the weekend show, but you did make an appearance. You were hanging out with a good friend of yours who's like a wrestling fanatic.
She is. That's the Crystal Method. And honestly, I had no idea you guys were going to be putting me on live. I thought you guys were calling me just to ask a question.
Yeah.
So, yeah, when you guys are like, "Oh, no, you guys, you're live." Yeah.
Did you watch wrestling
with
her?
I had a little bit of backpedaling there. Huh?
Did you watch wrestling with her? The Royal Rumble?
No.
You didn't miss anything.
No.
Yeah, you did.
Last man in the octagon over here, David Webb. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I am David Webb, and David Webb is my name.
That's horrible.
Terrible.
What's with the entrances?
I don't know. You know what? We're inspired from all the wrestling we watched. That's
oh, how boring it was?
So basically what happened, before we get to our guest, if you guys didn't see, we did an IRL stream on Twitch of our reactions of the WWE Royal Rumble. It's the first time any of us had watched wrestling legit, like in many years. And the game has changed. It's not as cool as it used to be. And that event was garbage.
We were like high quality yeah.
Stinky garbage. Yeah. So we felt so bad. We ended up watching like Royal Rumbles from 1997 and 1998 until we felt better.
Oh God!
We were super drunk by the end of it.
Actually, I mean, like legit, the other Royal Rumbles were way more entertaining.
Yeah,
and I don't know.
Well, we knew who the people were.
And then, you know, there was like sometimes they'd all be in the ring, and you'd be like, "You know what? Everybody in the ring right now is dead.
They're all taking a nap."
Like. Yeah. Literally, legit, everybody in the ring is dead in real life.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they're all dead right now.
Oh, yeah, when we were, Aaron became Wikipedia, and every time a guy came out, we'd just find out the date they died and what they died of.
Like, steroids, heart attack,
yep.
Gunshot wound to the head.
heart-induced steroids, murdered his entire family.
Chris Benoit.
Yep.
Oh, Lord.
And we have a special guest on the show today. This dude's awesome. So I got to meet this guy in person when I was at Atlanta for the Smite World Championship and the Hi-Rez Expo. Welcome to the show, Hi-Rez Dan. How you doing?
I am doing very well. Thank you, Corey.
Did you watch the Royal Rumble?
I did not watch the Royal Rumble, no.
Why not, dude? What's up with that?
You know, it just wasn't on my agenda. You know, I didn't even know it was really happening, to be fair.
It wasn't on mine either. I got conned with pizza and beer.
Well, you're a better person for not watching it, definitely.
I had a good feeling. I wasn't missing out on anything.
Yeah, nope. You didn't really miss much. Nah. So why don't you explain to everyone exactly what you do over at Hi-Rez? And what is Hi-Rez known for?
So, yeah, Hi-Rez Studios, we are known for our video games, titles such as Smite, Tribes Ascend, Paladins, Global Agenda, Smite Tactics, Jetpack Fighter. Yeah, we've got a few titles. So what I do, I am the senior esports manager for the company, and I oversee all of the esports initiatives that we facilitate for the games that we publish.
Okay. And specifically with the Smite World Championship, let's just start there. How did it go for you guys?
Well, it was the best year yet, in my opinion. So I came onto the company about 2.5 years ago. So I was here for the very first Smite World Championship back in 2015. And the event just gets better and better every year. I was just an administrator on stage for the first one, you know, wrangling the players and whatnot. And this was my first year kind of overseeing the whole thing as a project as a whole. And yeah, I mean, the event gets bigger and better every year. The numbers were up like 65% since last year's championship.
Ooh.
And yeah, we're all feeling pretty high after the event.
But Dan, the real question is, how are the groupies? The Smite groupies. I know they're out there.
We call the Smite community calls them e-girls.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
you know what, actually, you know, I didn't even know they had a title for them.
And I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know, sir.
Oh, are you a happily married man? Is that what you're doing? Don't throw out that card.
No.
He's like, I wouldn't know.
Dan is a gentleman and a scholar.
Okay.
To the fullest, like anything anyone needed, it was like, go to Dan. And it was pretty awesome. That's why we got to talk to him a little bit at the after party. And I think I've said it on the show before. Like, I was thoroughly impressed. I've done a lot of events for... you know, we've done all the cons from San Diego to on over, you know, and we've done E3s and all that kind of stuff. Never have I been to an event where all the staff was super friendly. The atmosphere, everybody there was just excited to be there. And it was amazing. It was one of the best events I've been to. The venue was amazing. It was kind of like an opera house or something. What is that place? The Cobb Energy Center.
It's just a big theater, basically, that's connected to a couple adjacent ballrooms. And I mean, there's anything from concerts to plays to esports world championships in there.
It was great. And to summarize the event, NRG obviously won, 2-time world champions.
Yes, congratulations.
Is that what you call it? Like, I watched. You watched.
Yeah.
You were there.
Uh huh.
You call that winning? Was there another team on the docket?
What do you mean?
It seemed like NRG was there by themselves.
Well, this
they were playing bots on easy.
No way.
Wow.
The Smite team.
Shots fired.
The NRG Smite team, as amazing as they are, like they ran through the season. I think they went undefeated. They lost games, but I don't think they lost any matches. And that was a tough go and a super good event. What were some of those figures, Dan? Like, I know you guys had record viewership and stuff. Why do you think Smite is gaining popularity?
I just think, you know, it's finally at that point, that breaking point. You know, we're 3-4 years into the game, and I think that's the point where games or esports themselves see, see either an increase or a decrease, and I think we're just on that upward trend still. We also had a big partnership with Twitch that enabled Twitch rewards to be, you know, basically handed out to random viewers at certain times. And I mean, we gave away we gave away a lot of free shit. And turns out people like that. So I think that had a big factor in, you know, why the viewership is growing. So we're always just looking for ways to engage the viewers more and, you know, get more people involved and you know, watching our games.
One of the things you guys do a lot of stuff differently, actually. What do you guys pride yourself on over at Hi-Rez? Like, how do you guys set yourself apart from the other MOBAs and esports?
I think what sets us apart a lot too is how transparent the company is with the public, and we're just our ability to be able to have fun from anyone in the company, from someone who's, you know, on they just started a few weeks ago to, you know, our president, you know, just constantly goofing around on Twitter, spoiling things. And I just think we bring the kind of this fun atmosphere and feeling to our fans. And I think that kind of sets us apart a lot, you know, because people can identify with us on, you know, a personal level and not feel like they're dealing with some big company or, you know, something like that.
I think your guys' pay structure for the game too is awesome, because like we got in on the $30. What did we do, Aaron?
When it first came out, it was like a special deal. You get all the gods and everything that comes out, you know, later. And I think it was $30. I think it was $29.99.
Oh,
and we came from playing. Well, we didn't really like it, but we played a lot of League where every skin was like $15, and there was no way around it. Like you had to pay for each champion you played. And so when we saw Smite come out, first of all, we liked the perspective that you can use a controller. So for those of you who don't know, Smite is kind of like League of Legends, kind of like Dota, but a whole different perspective, like a whole take on that style of gameplay, where it's actually way more controller friendly if you like to play with a controller, and it's just way more accessible.
It's way better than the other ones, in my humble opinion.
You're such a humble guy.
I'm a big Hi-Rez fan, Dan. Can I call you Dan?
You can.
Sorry. So I started playing that, you know, Smite kind of like right when it released, because I don't think I was in on any of the betas or anything like that. Instantly fell in love with the game. I used to do an article, you know, once a month called the Smite Down, a little thing, you know.
You did. You were the source of Smite for Nerd Reaction.
Each time the any updates came out or the new gods dropped, I would do a little, you know, blurbs
summary
and stuff on it.
Patch
yeah.
Notes.
Because yeah, I mean,
I
still love the game today. Still wondering why Ymir's freeze is like 5 years. Just throwing that out there. If you got any, pull in the company, let them know. Tired of getting frozen, you know, for like
the whole game,
18 seconds.
Aaron is never this
sounds
nice.
Sounds like you need to buy some beads, sir.
I'm just saying.
Sounds like you need to get good.
I drop beads, you know, get out of it, and then he's just right back in my face.
That attack
real
him
quick.
That attack
yeah.
Him here.
That sounds like a personal problem.
I'm just
man.
Saying, you know, I've got stats and numbers with other people that say the same thing, Dan.
Aaron, I think no matter how much you butter him up, he's not just going to start, you know, dropping Kefri skins on you.
I'm just saying, you know.
I've never seen you be this nice to a guest before. Ivy, what is chat saying?
Chat right now is just talking about different games that they've been playing. A lot of Fallout 4, Titanfall 2.
I like Titanfall.
Titanfall, right?
yeah.
A little bit of Smite.
Like Snot 2.
Oh my god. Halo 4, a lot of Overwatch going on right now.
So I haven't played too much, Dan, on the console Smite. Enlighten me a little bit, if you know. But do they have their own type of like buffs and nerfs for their champions? Is it different, or you guys keep it the same?
It's the exact same, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so the console patches will hit a week after the PC patches go out. And it's hard as shit. It's hard as fuck to play that game.
On the console?
But I love it. It's amazing.
So why no
it's
cross-platform?
Just, for me personally, I'm much more of a PC guy. So, like, I find it incredible that these kids can play. I can't even be that good on PC. Hmm. And these kids are just incredible on the console.
So when you're playing on the PC, you're playing mouse and keyboard then, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Blasphemy. Of course.
Blasphemy. That's home. That's my safe place.
See, Aaron plays...
Straight-up controller.
Controller on the
PC. Straight-up controller
on the PC. How big of
a
disadvantage is he at, Dan? Like, if we did, you know, at the next season's World Championship, if MLito shows up and he's rocking an Xbox controller, what's going to happen to him?
I don't know. He's probably still going to win, to be honest.
See, there it is. Because I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dan,
no,
but it
that's
feels
a statement
like
to the player.
But okay. I'm saying because if you say Emilito is the highest level, right? He's at the highest level.
He's up there, yeah.
And Dan just said he feels like he would still win if he had a controller
hand. I think he was being a little facetious.
I think he's not.
I wasn't.
There
really?
It is.
I'll put money on it.
I'd put money on it too. I think the playing field is leveled. With Smite, at least, when it comes to keyboard and mouse and controller, I think you can make those. That's still that hype.
I guess it depends on who you're playing with. Because for me, like the characters I play, they have a lot more skill hits that I have to hit, and it's a lot easier to hit with a mouse and keyboard than it is with a controller.
Who are you playing, yeah, Dan? Who are you playing with?
Who am I playing with?
Yeah, who are you running?
Anubis is my go-to.
Okay, all right.
I'm a mage guy. I'm a mage and hunter guy. I like to build all the damage and no defense and basically be a glass cannon.
Okay. See, with that, you can say, yeah, mouse and keyboard. That's what you're going. See, I run Kefri, right? So it's a little different. It's a little different trying to, you know, res people and stuff like that. You know, trying to hit the ult on them and stuff like that. It's kind of a little difficult with the controller, but I still get down. Body blocks. Grabs, like I can.
Yeah, but think how much better you would be if you had a mouse and you could just move the mouse and click on who you want to res instead of going, ah, Webb, you got in my way. I was trying to res Corey.
My team is strong, man. You're the only person that I keep resing because they keep.
Really? You're the only one who needs those reses.
Because I'm a mage.
No, that's no excuse.
You're a mage who positions himself very
Dan,
badly.
Dan, tell him. That's no excuse.
I don't know. We should be getting rezzed. I get rezzed all the time, so.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
Which brings us to our next segment.
Brain bang. You vote on Twitter, then we brain bang.
Oh God.
Sorry, Dan.
I don't know why you guys diss on my theme
song.
That theme song was amazing.
That's
no.
Totally out of our control. We apologize.
The question what's going on?
I was curious about what the segment is, but I have a feeling you're about to explain it.
That's how the game works. Yeah. So basically, we went to Twitter and I asked on the Energy account this week. I said, "Now that Smite has released season 4, what's your favorite part?" And the options were the NRG bundle, character balances, UI tweaks, or other. With 10% was UI tweaks. So there were some significant changes to the UI. It's not like you're not going to recognize it, but what were some of the major ones that you guys released?
Well, one of the major things, at least in my department, is the season ticket. Yeah, the season ticket got a huge overhaul, and it's structured a little differently. Now, I guess I'll explain a little bit about it, is now the season ticket is available to all players throughout the whole year.
Yeah, baby.
For free.
Yeah, baby.
And the season is going to follow our pro scene. So our pro scene is split into 3 splits this year, one for the spring, summer, and fall seasons. And basically what players will be able to unlock a bundle for each season. And that includes players are able to gain double the amount of fantasy points that they get if they vote on games correctly, as well as like some cool skins and whatnot that come along with it. So that was what I was focused on primarily.
So I want to know something now that we're talking about that. Back in the, I think it was the old days when the game was like brand new, when you were in the wait screen, there would be that awesome dude who would give you the results to the games. He would say things like,
Dignitas. Beat CLG. Yeah, what happened to that?
Yeah, where'd that guy go?
Yeah, we don't talk about that guy anymore. You know, he's gone. Uh-oh. He's gone now.
I mean, so that means you're looking for another one, right? I'm just saying, you know, Team Dignitas just lost.
At the end of the day, it's usually some guy saying, like, people could be taking a guess online and being like, yo, yeah, they win. they win this game, and everyone's like, okay, everyone get your votes in.
Oh, I see.
And it could be wrong. Yeah, I mean, people are – Twitch chat is a dangerous place, man. I wouldn't put your money on Twitch chat.
I wouldn't put anything in Twitch chat, honestly. Number 14 was Other. People were replying to that. Let's see what they're saying.
What did they say anything about, like, Vamana's like his new look and everything like that?
Yeah, that was in there.
Move more away from a baby, I guess.
I guess there were some changes into how the matchmaking puts people on the servers.
Well, you got some of that, huh?
Yeah, there was people talking about that. 24% was character balances. So there were a lot of character balances. Some of them were pretty significant, I guess. What was one of the ones that was making people angry? Was it the Hell change?
Was it the Ymir?
No, it wasn't.
I'm just saying.
What were some of the balances that you guys made this year? Some of the more significant ones.
Well, to be honest, I haven't even looked at the patch notes.
Oh, really?
I was planning on playing today.
Yeah, no problem. And then
go through some of the things, but yeah, no, I've been out of the loop. I hear Jing Wei is still absolutely insane, so. I'm sure she's just the same, though.
Yeah. 53% was the NRG bundle, but I think the audience that we were catering to was pretty biased. But
that seems so. Yeah.
That skin is incredible. That Ao Kuang skin is super dope. And from what I hear, there's an even cooler one coming up. What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, you heard right. Oh, you want to hear about the one that hasn't been told about yet?
Yeah. Just,
or isn't out yet?
You can tease it.
Yeah, I can tease a little bit. So, it's cool. It's fucking cool. I saw the design come through, and I got, like, basically one of the first looks at it. And it might be one of the coolest, if not the coolest, championship skin we've ever released. So, the way it works is the teams that win the World Championship, they all get a skin for their team. And it's basically a few tiers up from the normal the normal skins that we do for our esports organizations throughout the year. It basically acts as like a tier 2 or tier 3 skin in our tiered system. I think there's tiers 1 through 5, and it's up there in like the 2-3. So we get bonus love from the devs, and they work their magic on this one. It's really good. I think all Emilito fans out there are going to be pretty happy about it.
I'm so excited to see it. I can't wait. And that's the one thing I want to say about Smite in general. You guys do such a good job on those skins, and you guys have like the perfect system for how you release them and make them attainable so that they really have value. Like a good skin, if you want it, like you got to either grind for it or get super lucky in like a giveaway of some kind, because
yeah,
people go nuts for these skins. I've been bugging you, I think, every single day for the Thor one, because it's just legit.
That mech one? Oh, man.
Yeah, see, you even know the mech one.
Yeah, like, yeah, that anime Thor is the dopest like skin out for
yeah.
And I know there's the Thanatos. He has kind of a similar look.
Oh,
but,
yeah, he is.
But that transformation when he ults, come on now, like.
Oh yeah.
That's dope. I wish like we had a whole bunch more skins like that. I'm still waiting on some more Kefri skins to pop off. I just got the lobster one, but
Kefri's got like 12 skins right now.
Oh
right?
No, he needs 24. If he's my main, of course he needs. I need to be switching skins each match. That's what
that lobster one is ridiculous.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I might. I'll put in a good word.
Oh, and since you got some more pool, let me. I got a list real quick. Damn.
Corey, can you mute his mic?
So I mean, we. How do you? I mean, I like how they put a the other mode. What was it? The 3v3, the joust. How they gave you kind of a ranking, ranked joust. Can we get?
I love joust.
Can we get a ranked arena in here?
Ranked arena.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Just
I don't
some
know.
Mayhem.
That's a tall order.
Just some mayhem.
I think you got the wrong guy on the line to make that happen for you, man.
I think you can do it, Dan. I think you can put, you know, if you put your mind to it, you can do whatever you want. I'm just saying.
Dan was the guy we went to for just about everything. I felt bad by the end of our time at SWC, because, like, every 2 minutes I'd be at that front desk being like, Dan, Andy invited one of the Rocket League players. Can we get him and his dad a pass?
Yeah, I forgot about that.
And Dan would just make it happen. It was pretty awesome.
See, so I'm hearing you're the man to talk to then. Arena.
So that's true. All right, ranked arena. Next patch.
Confirmed. Oh, man. Confirmed. Trust me. I'll be right there. Straight platinum day one.
All right, Ivy.
Diamond, maybe.
What's chat saying, Ivy? Besides complimenting your hair.
Oh, God. You saw that?
I did see it. Someone in chat said, Ivy, your hair is as red as the red ring of death on my Xbox 360.
Is that a good... Is that negging?
I don't know what that is.
That is negging.
Okay.
That's Anthony who's trolling me. He's an avid fan of PS4 and hates the fact that I absolutely love X-Bone and that I use my PS4 as a space heater.
Wow. Why is your PS4 overheating like that, though?
No. No, I play on PS4 too, but I prefer X-Bone. Chat's talking about wanting Farmville to come back.
Oh, there you go.
Glad to see they're on task.
They're so focused. It's ridiculous.
And a lot of them are definitely PC Master Race fans. There's a little bit of talk on Nintendo Switch. They don't seem like they care too much about Nintendo Switch.
Any plans to bring the old Smite over to the Switch?
Oh, yeah. There's a huge crowd begging for that one, right, Dan?
I would honestly love to see what that would look like.
I mean, Switch is going esports, you know, centric, right?
Oh, that's right.
Think about it.
I saw the trailer.
Yeah, so I mean, you put the Smite on there and be like, boom, we're the first esports on the Switch, minus the painting game, whatever that one is.
Splatoon,
whatever. Nobody's playing that. Let's face that.
ARMS is trying to get into the Evo scene.
ARMS?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy Ninja wants more Raijin skins. Which,
you know what?
They just put out a dope Donkey Kong one, man.
Yeah, that
one's
cool.
What do you want?
That one is dope.
I got a question for you, Dan. How do they stay out of the lawsuits with that stuff?
Some of them are riding the line.
They're riding the line. I remember we had a Bastet skin a while back that got a little, you know, got taken away. So,
you can't win them all, man.
Yeah. Because it was what? I think a Catwoman one? I think it was?
Yeah, I think. Was it? Yeah, they're probably too close to Catwoman.
I don't think it was the. I don't think that was the name.
No, it wasn't the name. Yeah.
It was Woman Cat, if I remember. Right.
Feline Woman.
Feline Woman. Feline Female.
Yeah.
No.
You know, we got good,
lawyers.
What's the good lawyers? That's true. And I think we're just doing the right amount of tweaking to make it happen.
I see Raw skins, right? Because he has some of the dope ones as well, like
Raw America.
Oh, yeah, Raw America.
And you guys' names are completely on point.
Yes.
Oh yeah, Raw America is one of my favorite.
The skins are definitely. Definitely on point with all of them right there. But back to that Ymir nerf.
Oh, God. Here, we don't have enough time in the day.
I'm just saying.
Oh, I see.
I see
where this is going.
This whole thing was just a trap to get Aaron to try and get you to nerf Ymir.
I'm just saying.
We've been caught.
You know why? Because I get this is the response I get after I write high res. I'm a big fan of you guys. This is horrible. That's sad, then.
Well,
that is extremely sad.
It's a testament.
Web slinging the news.
Again,
of course,
Dan, sorry.
Our theme song for Web is slinging the news.
Apologize, Dan.
That was for Dan to get him out of the corner you keep trying to back him into.
That's not a corner.
Damn you, Ymir nerfs.
Thank you, Corey.
No problem. Saying, I got your back, Dan.
That's not a corner, you know. That's.
I think Ymir's perfectly balanced. I think, Aaron,
you
really need to get good.
Are you serious?
I think you just need to buy beads.
Come on now. He's like so fast, too. No boots. No boots.
So
fast.
News this week.
It's ridiculous. I was like, he's ice. He should be slow. What is going on here? Yeah. Go ahead.
You
whatever.
Done? You good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
You need to take a breather?
I mean, we got high res on the line. That's what I was trying to get, whatever. Take it. Go ahead.
All right. Well, since we have high res on the line, found some high res news. So Oceania area of the world is going to be included in the esports for 2017.
That's correct.
Why the racism? That's the question.
that includes Australia and New Zealand. So, so this is the first time that they're going to be included in the world events, right?
This will be the first time that they attend an event outside of HRX. Yes, the first mid-season LAN that they will be attending is Smite Masters, happening in late April. And yeah, I mean, to be fair, we've worked with partners like Double Jump, and they help facilitate our esports down in the Oceanic region. So I mean, we've always been involved in what goes on throughout the year since we started. You know, we support our leagues in China, in Latin America, Brazil, Oceania, and we kind of have partners down in those countries and those regions that help, you know, kind of do follow paths that we all work together on that kind of culminate at these different events. Now those teams that will be attending, you know, sort of more international events throughout the year. And that's the general plan for season four. But yeah, I mean, I was just down in Sydney during Thanksgiving for their regional championship, which was the tournament that qualified the team for HRX. I mean, the player base is just super passionate. The players are all awesome. And yeah, we're happy to be working with them more throughout the year.
The world skill level of Smite is getting better. Like, I think
it is.
There was kind of a stigma that North America was just the best, hands down. And then you have like a major upset at the last event, like with Lich. You know, they eliminated an American team, didn't they?
They didn't eliminate them, but they took one of the placement round games off of the third place North American team.
Yeah,
that came into the event.
That's right, and that put them like, and it was like a huge upset. People were super shocked that the Latin American team placed so well, and then let alone you know, people were saying that EU was just going to get smashed by the NA teams, and then we had an all EU final. Why do you think is the world finally catching up, and what are you guys doing to foster skill in worldwide?
So I think the skill gap is definitely closing. You know, I mean, when the game was first released, there was the North American and European regions just had a lot more time with the game than before we published, you know, everywhere else in the world. So, you know, the players that, you know, were at the top of the North American and European scenes were always dominating because everyone else was just, you know, ages behind the amount of time that the players had spent with the game. So some of the things that we do to, you know, kind of close that skill gap are things like that we're doing this year, where we, you know, the only way to get better is to play people who are better than you. So, you know, we're trying to have the international teams be playing and be involved in tournaments with, you know, the highest level of competition throughout the year, so that, you know, they're able to really put their skills to the test and see, and develop their, you know, develop their team in their regions, you know, because then they take those skills back to their region, and then they're the team to beat down there, and you know, it kind of just trickles down.
So there's been a lot of pretty big moves in rosters this year. Zyros is back in the competitive scene too, and he's been dominating. And from what I've seen from his highlights,
yeah.
From your perspective, some of the teams to watch that weren't necessarily top tier in the last season?
I think Variety's new team, they just dominated the open bracket qualifiers in Europe. It was he was the sole laner for Obey, the team that the runner up of the world championship this year. He kind of formed a new team with a lot of high level players, so I would keep an eye out for them. I would keep an eye out for really any team with, I feel like, the ex-Sanguine. Sanguine was the fifth place team in Europe at the end of last year, but something in them just kind of clicked towards when we had our regional championships back in November. It was mid-November. So the cool thing is that we did last year was we brought every team to LAN. Like every team in the league came to LAN at least once in the fall, and I mean, it's just done wonders. You know, when these kids come to LAN, there's just something special that, you know, they get a taste of, you know, what it's like to be at the top. Even if they weren't at the top, you know, they know what it's like to go to LAN, and you know, if once they win a game or two games or a set or, you know, whatever they do here, You know, it just fuels this thing inside of them that makes them a lot better. So, and previously we were only taking, you know, top, you know, 2, 3, 4 teams per region to land. So if you were in the bottom four, you would never see that side of the league. So,
well, you guys are great. Like, I don't know how much Hi-Rez has to do with it or the game itself, but you guys are fortunate enough just to have so many like huge personalities. Like you look in on Smite, for example, you have the Iraffer, and then, you know, Luminosity had, I can't even think of his name, but the dude who
big
everyone loved. No.
Barracuda.
Barracuda
and Jeff Hinla.
Yeah. People like love those guys. These guys are selling merch like crazy.
Oh yeah.
And it's just, you don't really see that all that much, in my opinion, in some of the other ones. You got guys that are good, but these guys are not only good, but they got these huge personalities. What do you think? I mean, there's a lot of talk now. Energy's won 2 world championships in a row. What are the odds of a three-peat? And what are you going to do to you guys got to build a statue of these guys or something if they do the three-peat. Like,
it's a dynasty.
No,
it is.
It's hard to win one championship in anything, let alone 2. And then if they pull a three-peat,
they pull a 3, yeah.
I mean, you have to like give them their own characters.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, you guys win enough championships, maybe there'll be a championship skin for each of the players.
No, I mean, yeah. So you mentioned Variety's new team, which looks incredible. No doubt, NRG is going to have a tougher road ahead of them. What's the next big event we're going to be able to see these guys at? LAN.
So the next big LAN event, it will be the culmination of the Spring Split. The Spring Split starts on February 18th, and it will run until the end of March. And then that qualifies team, depending on where teams place in that online portion, there will be the top teams will automatically qualify for the Spring Finals, which is Smite Masters, and that's the big international tournament in the mid-end of April. But before that, the teams that don't automatically qualify will all be coming to our first Gauntlet LAN. So we ran a Gauntlet series where it's sort of like a ladder. It's just a ladder format where teams, if you're at the bottom, you got to fight your way up. And then we'll be taking, you know, a few teams from that tournament per region to Smite Masters. So that is I believe it's the first full week of April. So I believe the 6th through 9th. Or it's the following week after that. I'll have to double check. That month is packed with LANs.
God, this is an event you have to go to, Aaron. As a Smite fan, you have to check out a Hi-Rez event. And I recommend it to anybody out there. Like if you look at your favorite esport and say it's Smite, and you're in that hemisphere or not, and you can get out there, go check out an event. It's like a party. The whole thing was ran so great. It's like, what do you call that? Fan service? Like when they fan service, like when they really just pull an event just to make the fans happy.
That may not be the correct term.
I don't think that's the right term.
Yeah.
What am I thinking of?
Fan service is something different, especially for the anime community. I know that for sure.
I believe greatest of all time is the word you're looking at.
Greatest
looking
of all time.
Yeah, let's just go with that one.
There
fan service is not
there.
Yeah.
Lip service? Is that what I'm thinking?
Yeah, that's it.
That's another
Nailed
business
it.
Altogether.
Mouth
I
service?
Mean,
no?
Yeah.
Full service?
Oh, man. Oh, wow.
Phrasing.
Ivy, what's chat saying?
So they're stuck on the fan service now.
I love that I have an out. And anytime I talk myself into a corner, just, Ivy, what's going on with
Chat's been talking about GTA. A lot of GTA talk on here right now.
What do you got? I hear you have some GTA news on here.
Yeah, so Rockstar just fixed this exploit in the Pacific Standard job heist. So this exploit has been going on for about 2 years, and basically the last leg of the heist, you are supposed to jump on motorcycles and you finish it out on motorcycles. You're dodging cops, dodging bullets, but there's an exploit to where you can go to your garage and there's a armored car called the Karuma. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but
it's
basically
a video game.
Your crew climbs into that, and then you take off. It's armored, so you don't need to worry
can't
about...
Can't do anything.
Yeah, you can't do anything. So you get away easily, and you have, like, millions of dollars to split.
So basically what you're saying is Rockstar's hating.
Yeah, so okay. Rockstar took that out. So now you can no longer get to your garage in the heist to get to the Karuma.
Did they say why did it take them that long?
They didn't. As far as I've seen, they haven't announced anything. Like, they haven't released a statement. They just took it out. And they didn't even say that they were going to take it out. It's just all of a sudden, it's gone. And you have a huge mixed reaction from fans, from players. You have, of course, you have the ones that are pissed. And they're upset. They're
for what?
Uninstall.
For what?
Because it... Okay.
Oh, we made the game tougher?
I'm not saying I agree with them. But to me, it's like, after 2 years, you're going to do it? Like, it
okay,
kind of seems
so
like it's been 2 years.
Yeah,
let it go.
No, it's not let it go. It's we saw an exploit in our game, and we're stopping that. It's the same thing with that whack game Destiny, whenever there was an exploit in that, and they dropped it off, right? The little, the farming or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
for
the
cave? 2 years.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, yeah. So they're a little slow. But Rockstar keeps it moving. They got updates.
Then you got, on the complete polar opposite of the spectrum, you have people that are... way happier about this because they're saying that the whole thing with GTA Online is anytime you got on there and you wanted to do a heist, you had that's the only heist people wanted to do because it was
that
so
exploit?
Easy. You come out with millions of dollars and you just go and you just keep running. You farm it.
Yeah, I stand with the happy ones. I stand with them.
And so, yeah, it's you have people that are doing...
are they boycotting inside the game? Is that what they're doing?
Sort of. I mean, you had people that were destroying their Karuma cars.
Okay.
They were holding funerals for it.
That's stupid.
It's this huge thing
so
in the community.
Ivy, did you ever get a chance to play GTA 5?
No, I played 4.
Is it okay? So it's not like a moral objection.
No.
Okay.
I don't know.
You think it's world?
Some people do have that moral objection against. The Grand
Theft. I will admit this. When I played, I would laugh maniacally as I would run over people.
Well, then you're just a sick person. That's what that is.
Polar opposite of a moral objection.
I think that's why she didn't play 5, because it was too real.
Like, I would try to hit a car as hard as I could just to see how quickly, how fast and how far like my body would fly through the window, because I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, sadomasochist is what she is. I see.
So wrong. But it was so much fun.
I have a number for a great counselor.
Yeah.
Dan, did you ever get a chance to play GTA 5?
I did not.
A little busy, or what's up? Are you?
Oh,
why are you hating?
Saying morally, I'm morally against that.
I just, GTA wasn't on my list of games that I played, man.
What is on your list? I want to know. Do you play? Do you play many games outside of your guys' own roster?
Outside of the own roster, yeah. Yeah, I play. I'm like a shooter guy. I like. Obviously, Paladins, Overwatch, Counter-Strike Go. I'm a big fan of Rocket League.
Look, all great games. And when you guys, since you brought it up, I wasn't gonna bring it up, but since you did, the Paladins Overwatch thing. Everybody who knows anything knows that Paladins was in development first, and we talked about it on our show a lot.
Hmm.
But it seems like you guys did a little bit of damage control when people were doing all that, all the memes and stuff like that. But was it just best to let it blow over? Because it seems like it did.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, there are two games that are, in a similar genre. So, I mean, there's overlap in any games that are similar.
Yeah.
Let the people talk. And I mean, we're still seeing, a growing player base with our game, and I'm sure Blizzard is too. And that's it. Everybody's cooking.
We seeing Paladins on consoles?
Yeah.
I don't want to say no.
Okay.
But I don't know if I can say yes.
I'm pretty sure. You don't have to say anything. It's cool. I'm pretty sure, Aaron, that they've already announced beta, or there's already
have
beta.
Yeah,
beta
I saw.
I haven't kept up on
it.
Yeah, on the Paladins website. Yeah.
Okay, then
for the beta.
Any more crossovers? Because I really liked how they did the crossover with characters. Like how you had Grover or whatever on Paladins.
Oh, yeah.
That came from Smite. I really liked how they did that. You know,
that's cool.
We see any more crossovers back and forth?
Even if he knew, he couldn't tell you, Aaron.
Oh, no.
I think
what we're here for. We're here to get the scoops. It's not play safe. This isn't play safe.
I think there's plenty of room for overlap. I don't know if there's anything directly in the pipeline that's going to be out in the immediate future, but there's everything from like full characters like Grover and the Sylvanas sort of thing, where it's an actual playable character, and then we have like the Ares Fernando skin, and the Fernando Arias skin. So I mean, there's we're definitely gonna be exploiting stuff like that as we go down the road for sure.
Paladins was lit. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. They had their own little section there, and that, if I'm correct, was that an invitational or was that an open?
It was basically an open. So each region had a championship that played into, like, that qualified a team for the tournament.
And what are the prospects looking of, like, for Paladins? Are you seeing some stars in the making, and how does it compare to, like, the early days of Smite?
I would say it's right on track with the early days of Smite. I mean, the competitive community early on is, they are passionate kids. Let me tell you, I love seeing and facilitating a shooter. It's cool to see that. I've never, before Paladins, you know, I didn't really facilitate or administrate any first-person shooter esport. And I mean, these kids get fired up. But as far as new talent, it's very interesting because there's a team out of the Oceanic region that placed in the top four of the tournament. And for that to happen so early on is just something that Smite never saw. You know, we just had our first international upset between the NAEU region and Smite this year that we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
And here, you know, we're basically heading into season one of Paladins, and it's already happened.
That's incredible.
So super cool to see. The player base around the world is very, very big. We have big player bases in, you know, the Brazilian region. Those guys are awesome. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if the competition is a lot more tight knit in the early days than it was with Smite.
Dan, let me touch on the community pause for a second, because the Smite community, like, hands down, that I've played for years now, is one of the most nicest communities I've played for MOBAs. Right.
Yeah, it's like the least toxic right? guy I've ever been.
So
in.
Like, it's like playing with a whole bunch of Canadians. So it's like, we, wow. I promise you, we, like, we'll play, like, I don't know, like 17 matches right straight, and we'll get like maybe one guy who's toxic.
Well,
and,
yeah,
and it was like, he clearly just came off a league. Yeah, like
his league game is loading.
Exactly. So he's playing. So it's like, all right, whatever. And then you just, what do you think is the cause behind that? Because, like, it's been that way from the jump, and then years later, it's still that way. Like, why is the community so positive in the Smite community as opposed to other MOBAs when they're just, like, so toxic?
I'm not sure what the exact pinpoint of it is. You know, I mean, we try to breed our player bases to, you know, to just be those kind of positive individuals. You know, we don't really condone any of the negative behavior that goes on in any game. You know, our support system is pretty tight, so if people are mouthing off in chat or whatnot, you know, they're going to get punished for it. So whether or not that people are afraid to get, you know, banned, or, you know, whether we're just attracting that kind of community based on the way that our company operates, I think that has a big play in it too. You know, it's just like, I think I touched on this earlier, where it's just, you know, what kind of company we are. I think because of that, you know, we're attracting, it's just the law of attraction at work, man.
And I think I see it on up to the pros too. Like, in some of the other games, you look at the figureheads and some of the most popular people kind of behind the scenes, and you see that, you know, they are kind of that trolly type person. But for everyone I met at the event, and all the pros were all just super cool people. Like, I didn't really have any negative experiences with anybody. I think if anybody were bad guys, it was our Smite team. We got Ira for saying NA sucks, but it was like all out of fun. Like, no one took it seriously. No one he's an anti-American. Like, it was just super fun. Like, it was, and then he humps the hammer when he gets the thing real quick. I mean, it was just, the whole thing was out
he molested the hammer right when he got it, so it was cool, you know.
I think what went through your mind as a high-res employee when Raffer grabs the trophy and then proceeds to hump it?
All right, so if you know the Twitch emote "not like this."
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That's about what I look like when I saw it happen. I'm, oh no, what's he doing? No, no, no.
Michael Scott. No, God, no.
I think if you
it can't be undone what he's done.
Yeah.
And if you sum up IRAFR like in one picture, it's that one picture that someone grabbed of that moment perfectly. And now it's a T-shirt.
Oh yeah. Now it's one of his Twitch emotes.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It is.
Somebody in our chat, like I think it was last week, they had it.
I think I have it too then, because I said
let's see some of those rapper emotes if you've got them in chat.
Oh, snap. Yeah, I got it right there. I'm going to start spamming it for you guys. What do we got in the news, Web?
All right, well, so we talked a little bit about, we mentioned Overwatch, so got to talk about a character that's getting a buff, Bastion.
Because that's what everybody was just looking for right now.
He's getting buffed, and I had to reread this headline a couple of times because I thought, no, they must mean nerfed. No, it's buffed. There is a character, I'm not going to be able to pronounce his name, Rareth Lynx, who has spent more than 90 hours of Overwatch playing as Bastion. And he is a big speaker-outer of...
Speaker-outer.
Yep.
Okay.
That's the one I'm rolling with. Trying to get Bastion buffed. He says that Bastion has a huge disadvantage compared to the other defensive characters. He's slow-moving. When he's in recon mode, his spray is just kind of has way too big of a spread.
It does.
Very accurate. And then going into turret mode is basically suicidal because you have to have somebody there babysitting you. Otherwise, you're, you know, headshot and you're done.
Yeah. I mean, if it was like Transformer fast, you know, just a
couple
of. Oh,
yeah.
Because
it does take a minute to get
into
it.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. And then by the time that you set up, you know, and then try to aim,
You're out.
You're done. Yeah, you're done.
So Blizzard is abiding, and they are...
The dude abides. Uh-huh.
Yeah, the dude abides. They are lowering the spread and increase the magazine when you are in recon mode. So you have more ammo and a little bit more accuracy. In sentry mode, they're focusing this into more of a tank buster and barrier buster mode.
Yeah.
They
want to get rid of that meta, that two tank meta.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're increasing the spread, and then they're removing the ability to take headshots. So headshots in turret mode aren't going to be a thing.
I don't think people are saying he's getting a buff. This is balancing.
It's balancing.
I wouldn't call this a buff or a nerf because so far everything I've read makes it seem like I haven't like heard anything and been like, oh, that's bullshit.
Right.
You know, it's like kind of pretty much fair. And I think Siegel just went out and did like a couple interviews. He says that essentially this is going to turn Bastion into like another soldier.
Yeah. From what I've read, it's basically going to make him more of a viable character to have.
Because right now, I mean,
he's kind of a joke character.
He's a joke character at a higher level.
Right.
Like if you, you know, just do some troll games at a low SR, you know, you just set up with Bastion and wreck face. But, you know, he doesn't get a lot of play.
No.
Chat seemed pretty happy about that, though.
About
buff? The buff?
I don't care about Chat.
Yeah, they seem pretty happy.
I don't care. I want to know what you think.
I think it's fine. I think it's good that they're doing it.
Is this going to turn you into a Bastion main?
Well, I liked playing with Bastion, but you get owned with him really quickly. So yeah. I switched over to, you know, Mercy or any one of the other, or D.Va. I'm kind of leaning away from Reaper right now.
You guys taking a break?
I'm taking a break from Reaper. You know, we've had some differences as of late. Our relationship's a little, you know.
Dead?
Yeah, you could say that.
Are you going to do... now, that's... If you can take a Bastion cosplay and make that sexy, then you deserve, like, all the awards in the world for cosplay.
Oh, man. I don't know about that.
All of them.
Yeah, I was
about to
say,
did it with Roadhog. I think you can do it with Bastion.
It's a little more difficult.
Yeah. We'll see. They are wanting Soldier 76 to get buffed, though.
Buffed?
Why?
They're saying that in chat.
What's the reason?
Yeah, they want more ammo.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, shut up.
That, wow. You know what? You know what? I can see that for like his ult, because I swear you run through a whole clip of when you're, you know, doing his ult, like fast.
And then the very end of the ult is you reloading.
Yeah.
And then the ult's done.
Yeah. So I can see that. Either the ult needs to last longer, he needs to get a bigger clip, or he needs to reload faster.
Dan, what are your thoughts on Overwatch? You said you've gotten to play it. What characters do you like?
Overwatch characters. Tracer.
And who's your main?
Tracer and Pharah. Those are my main bays.
So you're that DPS. Are you ranked?
Yes, I haven't played too much ranked, though. I really haven't played too much Overwatch as of late, but I think I'm in like the 25, 2600 range.
Not bad.
Damn.
That was like where I got placed.
Did you get a perfect placement?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
No, I think I lost like four of my qualifiers.
I mean, we all. I mean, it's cool. We all.
No,
can,
but see, you know. Aaron. Here's the thing, though. You got perfect placement on the PS4, so
it
really doesn't mean anything.
It means the most.
It was weird because my cousin plays Overwatch specifically on the PS4, and she did a Snapchat and sent me messages and put it all over social media that she hit 4,000 SR on a PS4, and it was just kind of like, okay, that doesn't get you anything or
the
mean anything anywhere.
Well, I mean, think about it.
You can't go pro. If she had 4,000 SR on PC, she'd probably be queuing with professionals and actually, you know, be something.
She still wouldn't.
She might be doing something with her life.
Oh, okay. That's what it is.
She in chat. Oh, there she is. Yep.
Oh,
she's in chat.
She's in chat. Oh, shit.
What a hater.
Hey, cousin. How's it going, girl? All right. Well, I think we got time for one more story.
One more story.
Make
all
it a
right.
quick one.
Yeah, I got a quick one. So we all know that the Nintendo Switch is coming out in March, and Nintendo has officially confirmed that they have ended production on the Wii U globally.
Oh, damn it!
Well, it's no.
I was just about to go buy one.
The reason why I put it in there is it's interesting because to put it in perspective, so the Wii when the Wii came out, when the Wii was out, and then the Wii U was released. Wii U was released on November 18th, 2012, and then on October 20th, 2013, almost a year later, is when Nintendo officially stopped production on the Wii.
Okay.
And now you have the Switch coming out, and they're not even waiting for the Switch. It's a month
before
the Switch is even out.
Yeah.
They're like, nope, we're done.
Oh, no, they're cutting
we're
the jobs.
Look at the difference. The Wii was a success.
Exactly.
The Wii U was an utter disaster.
Yeah, I just saw a thing where they were what's his name, MatPat on YouTube, where he was debating with Reggie of like why Nintendo shouldn't just go straight software. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
It's a pretty good one. You should go watch it if you have a chance out there in podcasting land. But they make some good arguments. I still feel that Nintendo should not stop making consoles because they have some major whiffs out there.
Yeah.
The Wii U definitely is one of them.
GameCube was considered a failure too.
Yeah, it was considered a failure. Even though there was,
even though we look back at it with fond memories,
I look
financially
at
it was a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
The Virtual Boy making eyes bleed. It was terrible. The Game Boy Micro. Did you play that one?
No,
exactly.
I forgot about the Game Boy Micro.
Exactly. They had some garbage out there, but I think because they take those chances to innovate where it comes to hardware, I want them in the game still.
I think the best news from Nintendo, to the saving grace, is that they finally came out with the prices for their annual subscription for online.
Oh, what is that?
Saw that.
$2 a month.
Actually,
not far.
About 17. They gave like an estimate of what it's going to cost, and it'll be about $17 to $26 a year.
Oh man, they're winning on all fronts.
That's not too bad.
When I saw that, because I saw that like an hour before the show started, that made me not so frustrated with the free game for only a month.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm like, okay,
no, that's still garbage. I'm sorry.
It's garbage, but at least I'm not paying $60 a month for an online service or $60 a year for an online service and only getting the game for a month.
Well, that is our show, ladies and gentlemen. We're gonna do the wrap up here, and then after the show, stick around if you're on Twitch and Facebook because we will do a post show special content just for you guys. With Ivy, Aaron, myself, and David. Dan, please tell everyone where they can find you on social media and where they could learn more and play Smite.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you can find me at @HiResDan on Twitter. And if you want to know more about Smite Esports, you can visit esports.smitegame.com.
Simple, to the point. I like that. I like all your guys' staff, honestly. You guys have high-res Alyssa, high-res Savvy. Like, all you guys are so dope. I really appreciate your guys' staff. They're worth a follow, and they're very enthusiastic about the game. If you like the game and you, like, want to know, like, the most recent things of what's going on or what teams to watch out for. Or
you just want Arena to be, you know,
or
ranked,
if you want to bitch about Ymir.
You know, yeah, if you want Ymir to be nerfed because apparently that's a thing.
You can send those ones directly to Aaron.
Oh, yeah.
Send those.
I'll make it happen. I'll start a petition. I'll start a petition.
Please don't bother high-res Dan about Ymir. Bother VGB Aaron.
Dan, you'll see it.
I'll make sure to forward all of those inquiries to you.
Jeez. Now I'm never going to get my Thor skin from him, you bastard.
First of all, that's disgusting.
You pissed him off, and he's never going to come back. Ivy, what's going on your Patreon? Where can people subscribe to you on Patreon?
You can find me at patreon.com/IvyDoomKitty and all social media under IvyDoomKitty as well.
I love it. All right, we had a great show. Thanks to Dan. Thank you, Ivy. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, David. My name is Corey, and you've just been banged.